In the name of God, let it end now. And those were the words of Father Phil Gaffney speaking at the funeral of murdered teenager Keane Mulready Woods, the 17-year-old, as you'll know, a victim of the drug violence that frightens so many communities across the country. Our Northeast correspondent Sinead Hussey was at the funeral, and we'll go to her after this short clip from Father Gaffney's homily.
We know that Keane had his own troubles, and he was young and naive enough maybe to fall into with some of the wrong people, not knowing or anticipating the dire consequences. And I hope that his death will be a warning to other young lads who are unfortunately being groomed by criminals with the promise of money and gifts that will inevitably end in tragedy and death. This feud has to end sometime, and we hope and pray that more lives are not lost.
Father Phil Gaffney speaking during the homily at the funeral mass for Keane Mulready Woods. And as I said, our Northeast correspondent Sinead Hussey was there. It was a powerful homily, wasn't it, from Father Gaffney, Sinead?
Yes, Áine, a powerful homily after a few very difficult weeks for the family of Keane Mulready Woods. As you said, he was murdered a month ago, and parish priest Father Phil Gaffney said today had brought a huge sense of relief to Keane's family, his parents Elizabeth and Barry, his three brothers and his sister, who had finally now been able to bury his remains. Father Gaffney told mourners that along with great sadness and anger in the community, there's also great fear and pain at the thought that we live in a society where certain people took it upon themselves, he said, to be judge, jury and executioner. And he said the murder of Keane had brought about an unparalleled level of revulsion, not only in Drogheda, but he said right across Ireland and indeed far beyond. As you said, he acknowledged in that clip you played earlier that Keane Mulready Woods had his troubles. He said that he was young and naive to fall in with the wrong people. And he made that direct appeal to young teenagers today, telling them that it was good of you never to forget him, that you'll always remember him in prayer, that Keane will be so pleased to see you remembering him with fondness and that you're shedding tears for him. But he said that these teenagers should learn from Keane's mistakes, getting involved with dangerous criminals and thinking some of them were his friends, and yet at the end of the day they would sacrifice him in such a brutal manner.
And talk to us more about the funeral, the number of mourners who turned out. Obviously, his family, a dreadful day for them, and other members of the community who came to say farewell.
Yeah, several hundred people began to arrive just before 11 o'clock this morning at the Holy Family Church in Balls Grove, which is in Drogheda. It's the parish in which Keane grew up in. Many of them were wearing white T-shirts with Keane's photograph on the front. Keane's remains were brought to the church here in a white coffin. And many of the teenagers were visibly upset. It's been a long and difficult few weeks for the family and friends. We understand that Keane's murder is linked to the ongoing criminal feud in Drogheda, and on that you've heard Father Gaffney appealing to those involved to stop. And he also raised, Áine, the normalisation of drugs in his homily, saying that this feud should be a wake-up call for all in society to realise that actions have consequences. He said that the Gardaí here in Drogheda are doing their best, and they deserve all they can get, but he said that drug taking or doing a line of coke has become as normal as having a drink, and people need to realise that their actions have serious consequences.
Our Northeast correspondent Sinead Hussey, thank you.